This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever stumble on a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays at civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. Janesays at civicmedia.us. This from that bastion of journalistic integrity, the New York Post. Calvin found this one from Nicole Rosenthal and Zoe Hussein. Headline reads, New York City weed dispensary pledges courier pigeon delivery services, and the twist is ruffling feathers.
It's great.
You like it?
That's great.
Bird-brained marketing campaign, the Big Apple-based cannabis dispensary, announcing it will launch a fleet of 20 courier pigeons to deliver gram-sized bags of marijuana to New Yorkers. Unfortunately, the Post learned this is phony.
I'm darn it, because I just wanted to listen in to all the customer service calls that came through when, man, where's my bird?
My pigeon is late, man. We've been waiting for an hour.
Oh, man, it's on my shoulder. Oh, awesome, man.
The travel agency unveiled the winged delivery service set to launch in Manhattan and Brooklyn by next year with a slew of videos that they put out on social media. As the travel agency, it's only natural we'd explore all avenues of travel for our delivery service, including pigeons. Being in New York, we thought there's no better courier than the ever-present and beloved pigeon.
Beloved? I think that's a stretch, my friends. I've seen people get at pigeons.
Viral videos spotlighted the alleged feathery fleet's downtown Brooklyn location, as well as handlers and training protocols. They went all out on this joke.
Yeah.
Essentially, promotional posters put up outside the company's Union Square shop also advertised cannabis carrier pigeons. One viral clip showed pigeons wearing tiny backpacks.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Near a dispensary, appearing to confirm the presence of the working birds. There are several places that jumped on this, including Fox 5 New York. Mm. And then they found out, it was a joke.
But you know what? Somewhere probably in San Francisco, there's a board member at Uber going, hear me out.
Hey, this could work.
Look, AI is big. We love birds. Who doesn't love some weed? We can make this a thing. Uber Eats now, bird style.
And of course now,
who's mad?
PETA is mad about how the birds were treated during these fake ads that they were shooting. The travel agency says animal welfare was a top priority throughout production of this campaign. Every shot planned in consultation with pigeon handlers and their owners, who advised the director and the crew on the safest approach.
As a former vegan, former vegetarian, lover of animals too, I'm going to say this, which I've been saying even when I was one. You are your worst enemy, PETA. You are so over the top. Shush your faces.
They don't help themselves sometimes.
My goodness gracious.
All the pigeons are fine. No pigeons were harmed in the creation of this ad.
Was anyone from PETA harmed besides inside their souls?
No, just inside their souls.
All right.
And there is no pigeon pot delivery service. Maybe someday.
Maybe
one day, but
Jane, I need something to believe in, okay?
Not now. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.